Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
There's some big news for the Hall of Fame, Paul, before we get to that. And it involves one, John McClain. He's on a committee with a number of high-profile people.
Well, the Blue Ribbon panel that is going to pick the 15 people that are going to go into the Hall of Fame as part of this centennial class. Listen to this list. Ernie Accorsi, Bill Belichick, Jarrett Bell, Joel Bussert, John Clayton, Frank Cooney, John Czarnecki, Rick Goslin, Elliot Harrison, Joe Horrigan, Ira Kaufman, Dick LeBeau, Jeff Legwald, John Madden, John McClain, Gary Myers, Ozzie Newsome, Sal Palantonio, Carl Peterson, Bill Polian, Dan Pompey, Shireen Williams, Chris Willis, Barry Wilner, and Ron Wolf. Pretty prestigious company there, John.
It's an honor to be part of it, and what we will be doing is nominating the 10 seniors, 3 contributors, of which I'm hoping Bud Adams is one, and 2 coaches for our regular committee to vote on. And it's going to be not wild and crazy. It's a centennial class. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and they do it again in 100 years. None of us will have to worry about it, but it is. It's an honor to be on that committee, I can tell you that.
Is this the committee that will put Paul Tagliabue on the list?
I believe since Paul Tagliabue has been turned down by the selection committee, Paul, is it 3 times?
At least twice.
I think it's 2 or 3 times, and it's been recently. But I think that if Tagliabue is on this committee, there's a good chance that these guys aren't going to be. This centennial class would be rejected. And wow. What's interesting about it is there were a lot of members of our committee, of which Paul and I are members, who don't like the setup in which you vote for the entire committee or you vote for none. That's a lot of pressure on our selection committee. And the only thing I think is strange about it, you know, who am I to sit there and if all these longtime NFL coaches and general managers say somebody should or should not be on there, you know, who am I to say to disagree with them? I don't mind doing it, but as long as they're not pushing for their friends or their players and things like that, then of course they're the experts, but it's going to be an incredible experience. For a once-in-our-lifetime happening, which is the centennial class of the Hall of Fame.
There's nothing public about timetables for your meetings or schedule or anything like that. Do you know anything about that?
No, they haven't told us. They said they'd let us know. There's going to be, I believe, I thought there was going to be a second induction weekend. I'm still not sure about that when that class goes in or if it'll all be on one. Well, no, I guess since it's 5, since we're going to be voting on a maximum of 5 modern era finalists, that it'll all be at one. But they haven't given out all the details. I've known about the panel thing for about 6 weeks, and they said they didn't want anything out till they announced it, and they did yesterday. But it's going to be interesting to see it plays out. Everybody, I kind of believe, I'm glad there's 10 seniors. There's a lot of seniors, especially guys going back to when pro football started in the 20s and 30s that played a huge role in the development of the game who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. But the fact is, everybody's dead that saw them. Joel Bussert, who retired from the NFL 2 years ago after 40 years, is the leading historian, and I'm glad Joel's on that committee because he knows a whole lot about those guys going back then. And so I'm hoping that we right some injustices. And, you know, there's guys that have been in the Pro Bowl for years, all pro for years, still not in the Hall of Fame because there's just so much competition.
Hard to imagine you getting together during the season, given that Belichick's on the committee, is the one thing that I'm thinking.
He would be on a conference call.
Yeah.
Everybody's retired, like Ernie Accorsi and Carl Peterson, they could be there. But a guy like Bill Belichick, who's still working, he'd have to do a conference call.
Good share of people from the selection committee, subcommittees, if you will, on the veterans committee and the contributors committee. You have any idea how they whittled down who from those committees is on the blue panel committee?
No idea whatsoever. They asked me, they call me and ask me if I do it. I have to get everything approved by my bosses at the Chronicle. I explain the situation to them and how much I wanted to do it, not just because it was prestigious, but I want to be part of the process because I've been doing it 28 years. Before I became a full-time member, I would sub out. I would take, since I went to all the Super Bowls, our voter from Houston didn't cover the Super Bowl, so I would take his place. So I've been doing this for a long time, and I'd love to be. I'm glad I'm part of this. And there's two people I hope that there's not a lot of pressure on us, and we have to go down to the wire. Paul Tagliabue being one. I personally believe he should be in the Hall of Fame, but we've rejected him enough. This process is not to ramrod, force feed people down their throats because this committee is the one nominating. And the other one would be Bob Kraft. You know, Bob Kraft, it's too soon. I think eventually he'll go in the Hall of Fame, but I don't think based on his incident in Palm Beach that he should be going in now. And so I can't wait to see, you know, what does Bill Belichick do? Promote Kraft and say, well, Bill, there's this one issue.
John McClain with us now, then a special guest coming up at 1:45 today in a edition of Kirby, Alan Kirby, This Is Your Life. John, presented by FreelandChevy.com. You can follow him on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, if you're Jacksonville, how do you handle Jalen Ramsey moving forward after he continues to say he wants a trade?
I would like to know if indeed he's having a child. Gene Furnett has covered them for years in Jacksonville, sent out a tweet this week wondering if his girlfriend was actually in labor. And
Marone confirmed that they had the baby either today or yesterday evening.
Well, good, because Tony Khan, Shad Khan's son, blasted Gene for raising that question, and so he got a lot of grief over it. But he claims he's had back injuries, got hamstring issues. I've never seen anybody have two hamstrings at once. And, of course, he wants to be traded. This is a bad look for a kid that's a great player.
Yeah.
And also he wants a new contract. So before you trade him, you've got to make sure the new team that he get a contract worked out. Because going back to last offseason when he blasted so many players in GQ, he's become a pain in the butt for them, but he's a great player. People say he's a good kid. It's like his ego's out of control. Now he wants out, and he's doing it publicly. And if he's not there, it looks like he's quit on his team. So I hope he's legitimately injured. And he's all because he got mad at Tom Coughlin after the Houston game, because I guess Coughlin chewed him out because of his sideline run-in with Doug Marone. Marone's got no problem with him, and he has no problem with Marone, according to all reports. So they probably could negotiate a long-term deal and get this thing over with, but it seems like it's not going to end well.
Well, while we're talking Jacksonville, who are you taking this week? Jags on the road at Denver. The Broncos are 0-3.
I took Denver just because they're at home. I didn't have any high hopes for them with Vic Fangio as a first-year coach. I've always thought of Vic as just a really good defensive coordinator. Had no confidence in Joe Flacco at all. Still scratching my head on why they thought he was going to be their starting quarterback. Drew Locke was hurt. I don't know if he's still hurt. if he was healthy, people would want him starting by now. Gardner Minshew's a great story, and maybe they'll get after Joe Flacco like they got after Marcus Mariota and win another game. But they got a lot of turmoil going on in Jacksonville, just as they did last year. We all know how that ended. Not well at all.
Outside of Pomfield being out, officially no one else has a designation for the Titans. And Kenyon Barner is out for the Falcons, and no one else has an official designation.
John, well, who are you taking in that game? Falcons and Titans both at 1-2.
They're playing in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I took the Falcons because they were at home, and they have not played really well. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, they need to get it together. They lost Keanu Neal for the season for the second year in a row. They had injuries up front. Titans going to have to play a whole lot better to be able to win that game.
Colts at home against Oakland. Are the Colts going to be 3-1?
Yes, Oakland's terrible. I'd be stunned if they went in there and won that game. I'm not sold on the Colts yet. I won't see them. The Texans have Carolina and Atlanta here. Then they go to Kansas City. Then they go to Indianapolis. And until I see Indy in person and watch them and really study them, I don't know whether to buy in on what they're doing with Jacoby Brissett. The thing about the Titans and the Jaguars, anybody can win this division. Anybody can finish last, and anybody can win the division. It's there for the taking. And I know coaches don't like to look ahead, but how can you not when you see nobody's capable of running away with it? So if the Titans bounce back and beat Atlanta, and even if the Texans win this one, but there's good and the Colts win, then they're still right in the race.
Are you taking the Texans at home against Carolina?
Yeah, I took the Texans to win this one by 7. They coming off a really good victory against the Chargers, their offensive line. They now have their 5 starters intact for the second game. So they've changed everything all year. Last week, Watson was sacked 2 times. He's been sacked 12 times this year, and let's see, 1-4. 6 are his fault. And so the offensive line's improved. But right now, somebody throws the ball well, like Phillips Rivers did. He burned their cornerbacks, but they still only gave up one touchdown of more than 15 yards. Other ones set up by Watson fumble, and they gave up no touchdowns in the second half. So we'll see if they can do it. But I think with Kyle Allen, who quarterbacked at the University of Houston, Texas A&M, I think they'll be able to get to him like they did Phillip Rivers.
Chiefs are 3-0. They're taking on Detroit, who has surprised many. They did tie against Arizona, but they're still unbeaten. Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to win on the road in the Dome with Patrick Mahomes scoring points, especially in the first half?
They should. And then, you know, the only way that the Lions are going to stay, there's 2 ways to stay close or win that game. Run the ball a lot, control the clock. They're not capable of that. Or Matthew Stafford getting in a shootout with Mahomes. And it would be lopsided if it was at Arrowhead Stadium. In fact, Detroit maybe has a home advantage, but I don't see any way the Lions are going to beat the Chiefs. If they do, people are going to go crazy, crazy in the Motor City.
And the Patriots, they're 3-0, and so are the Buffalo Bills. Who can the Bills upset New England?
No.
Okay.
Tom Brady has dominated the Bills, and it doesn't matter if it's in Foxborough or Orchard Park. You know, I'm not buying into the Bills any more than I'm buying into the 49ers at this early part. There's always teams that start fast and they bomb out. There's teams that start poorly and then they turn it around. But I don't believe in Buffalo at this point.
One more for you, because this is a pivotal game for Cleveland. They're 1-2. They're on the road against Baltimore, who is 2-1. Can Cleveland put something together to win this game?
They could, but there are obvious problems with play calling. One of the things that bothers me about the Browns, after that last game, in their post-game news conference, both Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield were bringing up the media. They're spending way too much time worrying about the media. They need to focus on their team. Now, maybe Mayfield, he's offended by Rex Ryan calling him overrated, saying he's a one-look guy. gets rid of the ball too quick. Well, the statistics show the quicker he gets rid of it, the better he is. The more time he has to throw, the worse he is. So he should get rid of it quick. It'd be a great game for the Browns and their fans if they were to pull an upset over Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. But I don't see it, and I think Freddie Kitchens may be in over his head as a head coach that probably they should have hired somebody else and kept Kitchens as offensive coordinator and play caller.
John, you couldn't have been more right about the colonoscopy. Outside of the prep, no big deal.
Good. Keep telling people that. Everybody needs to get one, and I'm glad it worked out because I'm assuming you got a good bill of health or you wouldn't be bringing it up. That's good. That's good because now you don't have to worry about it for 10 years.
I don't know. The way we roll over here, I'd probably be bringing it up.
Although, John, if he didn't have a good bill of health, at least he knows that, right?
Right.
Yeah, everybody listening, we talked about it the other day. Paul got his first one. I've had two. Every guy and woman should get a colonoscopy because if you wait till you find out you got colon cancer, it's usually too late, and you're put through things that you the whole time you'll be saying, man, I wish I'd have gotten a colonoscopy. They are a piece of cake.
John, enjoy week four, and we will catch up with you on Tuesday.
Guys, thank you very much. Good luck to the Titans. I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you.